we kick things off this afternoon by talking some college basketball, getting into the heart of the season, a lot of great games over the weekend and more to come in the week ahead. And with more on that, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by ESPN broadcaster Sean McDonough. Sean, good afternoon.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, thanks. How many miles have you put on yourself this season, Mr. Road Warrior?
Well, quite a few. Today's one of those glamorous days in our business. I'm in Charlottesville, Virginia, and heading home tomorrow, and I found out already that my flight tomorrow morning in the wee hours has already been canceled because of the little ice and snowstorm here. So it's not the most fun part of the job, but a lot of travel. I stopped keeping track a few years ago of miles or days on the road or hotels that I've occupied a room in, because it just gets to be depressing after a while.
Well, I'm sure. But what's not depressing are doing those games and some great basketball this season. And let's start by talking about the big win over Duke. Maybe it would be a stretch to call it a season saver, but it sure came at an important time for them.
Yeah, it did. You know, I'm here in Virginia, and obviously they're still talking about that because they were on the short end of the stick the other day at Duke. You know, Duke is a really talented team. You have seven McDonald's All-Americans in their program, which is more than anybody in the country. But they're very young. They lost most of their nucleus of that team from last year that won the championship. But I think they're starting to get the hang of it, play well together, and they're definitely looking like a team that could make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. And I think that's one of the interesting things about this season is, as far as I can remember back, I can't remember a year where there seemed to be so many teams at this time of the year that legitimately have the chance to win the whole thing.
Yeah, and we've seen a parade of number one teams. Kansas are right now looking awfully good as well. Did complete the season sweep over Oklahoma, and you have to think, depending obviously on what happens in the conference tournament, they're in great position to be a number one seed.
Yeah, I think they will be, barring some hiccups down the road. As you said, they're still the potential for some stumbles, but you know, they've been the class of that league for over a decade. We saw them in Maui at the beginning of the year in person. I still think they're about as talented as any team I've seen this year. If I had to pick one team, the team I thought was most talented in terms of quality depth as well, I would say North Carolina. But Kansas is right there. They're not quite as deep in terms of talent down to the ninth or tenth guy on the bench like North Carolina is, but they're pretty close. And those are definitely two of the teams that I think have the best chance to win the whole thing.
Sean, with the tournament looming, who's a player that needs that national stage to elevate their profile into the public's consciousness?
Well, it's interesting you say that. The game we're doing tonight, I think, is enticing for that reason. You know, Virginia's hosting NC State, and NC State's had a rough year. They had a key injury or two, but they have a player, their point guard, Cat Barber, who is leading the ACC in scoring. He's fifth in the country in scoring. And he's doing it every night. I mean, he scored 38 points Saturday against Wake Forest. And every team they play is just focused on him and trying to double-team him and make him give the ball up to somebody else, and he continues to do it. So, you know, I think he's a guy. He wasn't even one of the 10 finalists for the Bob Cousy Award as the best point guard in the country, even though he's leading what is probably the best conference in the country, or certainly one of them, the ACC, in scoring, leading his team in assists as well. He has the chance to be the first player in the ACC since Kenny Anderson, who Celtics fans probably remember. Kenny played at Georgia Tech in the early 90s, and Barber has a chance to be the first guy since Kenny to average 24 points with 4.5 rebounds and 4.5 assists per game. So I think he's a guy, as we head toward conference tournament time, they're not going to be in the NCAA tournament unless they win the ACC tournament. But I think in the conference tournament, they're a team that, because of him, could pull off a couple upsets and make it interesting.
We're talking with Sean McDonough here on Downtown. He'll be broadcasting that game tonight, Virginia, North Carolina State, 7 o'clock start on ESPN. Of course, up here, along with watching what's going on right now, fans in New England with an eye on the future for the Boston Celtics and wondering what will happen with that Brooklyn Nets pick. From the guys you've seen out there, Sean, from some of those big names, who would translate best into an NBA career that we'd love to see wearing a green uniform down the road?
Well, I think the biggest prize, and everybody I think feels this way, or just about everybody does, is Ben Simmons at LSU, and he's got everything, just about everything you'd want. I think some people would like him to be more assertive from possession to possession or game to game, but He's tremendously talented. I think if whichever team winds up with the first pick is going to take him. There are some good players right behind him. I think the guy who a lot of scouts think is very close and is becoming even closer is Brandon Ingram, who plays at Duke as a freshman and going to be a one-and-done player. And you know, right now he's only 190 pounds, but he's gained about 20 pounds since he got to Duke, and Coach K thinks he's going to be a great NBA player. He can really be the point guard if you need him to be. And the last Monday night we did the game against Louisville, and when it was close at the end of the game and Duke was trying to run the clock in their half-court offense, he was the guy who had possession of the ball at 6'9 and about 190 pounds. So I think, you know, where I positioned with the second pick, he's probably worth a pick as much as anybody.
Sean, my first exposure to you as a broadcaster was doing Red Sox games on WSBK TV 38. What's your biggest memory of that period of your career?
Oh, wow. There were a lot of really good ones. I was fortunate enough to do it for 17 years. You know, probably the beginning is what I remember most just because, you know, I was 25 years old. I was thrilled to have the opportunity. I'll always remember the first game I did sitting at Fenway Park before they, you know, refurbished it. Long before they we were in the old press box before the 600 Club was even there. And, you know, right at the top of the screen in this little metal box. And I remember looking out the field at all the pageantry of opening day and thinking, my goodness, this is really my job. It's what I wanted to do since I was 5 years old. And they lost, unfortunately, on opening day. Alan Trammell hit a home run off Lee Smith in the 10th inning. But, you know, that was a memory I'll never forget. And, you know, Tom Bernanke making the catch in the corner to win the division for them. And, gosh, there were so many when you're there for as long as I was. But, it was still the most enjoyable thing I've ever done, you know, because most of the network events you do, really all of them, you really don't care who wins. I mean, sometimes you do if you have a friend who's a coach of one team or you don't particularly like somebody on the other team. But, you know, we're supposed to keep our personal biases out of it on the network level, whereas when you do a local team games, you know, it's okay to care who wins, and I did care who won. I wanted the Red Sox to win, so it was still the thing that I did that I enjoyed the most.
Hey, well, a little college football before we let you go too, Sean. The playoff system the last couple of years has gotten rave reviews overall. Do you like this college football playoff the way it is right now, or would you prefer to see an expansion up to maybe 8 teams?
Yeah, I've always thought the playoff was the way to go, you know, for many, many years, and I'm glad they're doing it. And I would like to see 8. I think it would be great. You know, the 4 has been a big success, and the ratings were down a little bit this year just because the semifinal games were on New Year's Eve, which was, you know, a ratings killer. But, you know, I think we saw with the ratings last year, people are excited about it, interested in it. And, you know, as good as a 4-team playoff is, I think an 8-team team would be better. And, you know, I think at that point, nobody has a gripe. I mean, you know, a year ago, Baylor and TCU, I think, could make a legitimate claim that they could have been in the 4. You know, I guess you could say, well, 9 and 10 are always going to have a gripe, too. But if you're that far away, it's too bad. You know, get yourself comfortably within the 8, and then you don't have to worry about it. But, yeah, I think 8 would be the perfect number, and I think the playoffs awesome.
Sean McDonough, you see him all the time on ESPN, including tonight as number 7 Virginia plays host to North Carolina State. And I would say, look, next to Syracuse, we're right behind them in terms of being proud of you being a New Englander and seeing the great success you've had in your career.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm really proud to be from New England, and I've traveled all over the country. There's still no place better that I've seen that I'd rather live, although I am living a few months of the winter now in Scottsdale, Arizona, just to escape the winter cold. But New England will always be home, and I'm immensely proud of that fact.
Sean, great talking with you as always. Have a great game tonight, and good luck out there on the road.
Thank you, guys. Always a pleasure to be with you.
That's Sean McDonough joining us here on Downtown 20.